Hello, how are all you? Good. You're not going to react now anymore. Now, since the show started, like, so you're not here. You got to let people know that you're here. So feel free to have any sort of reactions. Spasms, anything would be much appreciated. Great to have you here. In the news, the Republican congressman who apologized for the BP shakedown as a kid was frequently held up by his ankles to shake out his lunch money. So he's very sensitive. And actually, $20 billion U.S. is only 100 pounds sterling to the British, so it's not a big deal. Pin money. It's pin money. And a halfpenny or a tuppence. They should have asked for the family jewels, actually, up in the tower. That would have been, if I was President Obama, I would have said, you know, we want the jewels.
Yeah.
Right off her neck, too. I would take them right off her neck. BP had to get his life back. That's the good news. He told to report to Utah and bring a cigarette. The Swedish chairman, Svenborg, clarifies that BP will take care of the small white people and President Obama, the small black people. Actually, small in Swedish means really important. That's it. Oil gush reduced to deluge. President Obama's Oval Office speech was called too professorial by most. The only relief being when the map he pulled down snapped back up, you know, when he hit the pointer against it. Plus the pop quiz, which was not even, you know, wasn't even in the lecture, most of those questions. Tony Hayward to replace Simon Cowell on Idol as the new most hated Brit in the U.S. An unattended thank. Who does that laugh? That's a good one. I want you back. Who does that? You know, the gasping one. The catch your breath laugh. Is that you? Good. I love it. Really. Can you sit? See that microphone there? Can you maybe stand right in front of it? No, it's good. Don't feel inhibited. Where was I? Oh yes. Unintended result of deep drilling ban stops all root canals in the U.S. There are some encouraging adaptations as seabirds seem to glide farther with each paddle on the oil slick, you see. Oh, yeah, I know. I know. BP heads found in Southwest Airlines carry-on. Well, you're not going to check them. They get lost that way. Tony Hayward to star as the Englishman who went up a hill but came down a trench. That's probably better if I would have read it right. Maybe not. The oil reaches a shrimp truck at the hometown gas station in Milwaukee's South Side. Arizona to deport babies born facing south. Nebraska will ban illegal Kansans. A special exemption in the campaign bill allows the NRA to take pot shots at opponents. Here's some good news. New morning after pill for those who got nothing the night before. They're calling it... Yes. They're calling it aspirin. Disappointing results for female Viagra. No Wagra. Doctors recommend letting a sleeping woman lie. I think that's good advice. The bikini... the bikini coffee shop closes in Denver. Topless, I could see. You know, but I don't. Be good for tips, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh. Elton John performs for Rush, and the Israelis will go for the hat trick with a Taliban confirmation. That's much better than it got. I'm going to use this again next week. Supreme Court rules your boss can read between your tweets. 10,000 tons of SpaghettiOs recalled for typos. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oil slick enters the Gulf Stream. We'll reach South Oilton in England by the end of the month, then up to Slurry. The Big 12. Now the Big 12. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Big 12 is going. They're going to go right to the Big 14 for good luck. They don't want to do a Big 13. Nebraska will have to wear green. That's the only provision. Okay. And Utah now has a Pacific Coast. That's unusual. So they're actually in the Pac-10 now. So. Mineral wealth creates new state of Saudi Afghania. British study finds many obese women are in fact pregnant. American arrested in Pakistan for hunting bin Laden out of season. Plus, he was shining him from his car. You know, probably from around here, this guy.
Probably.
Yeah. The Pope meets with troubled legionaries of Christ to see about transfers to the French Foreign Division. Tiger playing almost as if he fears his club is going to hurt him. The new Ohio touchdown Jesus will be made of marshmallows. It'll be the Stay Puft Jesus. 16-year-old was rescued after a failed attempt to sail around the world. Says her dad is really PO'd about the boat. And Lori David, an Al Gore in Curb, Your Inconvenient Truth. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you and good night. And to all the ships at sea.